Which language or languages do you speak?
I only speak English.
So where do you consider yourself to be from?
I consider myself to be from England.
Right, and do you think it's a multilingual or a monolingual environment?
Multilingual, I'd say. Mm-hmm. And sort of exposed to many different languages a lot of the time.
Have you ever experienced any disadvantages of speaking just one language?
Yeah, definitely. My girlfriend's Lithuanian, and whenever I'm around her house, they always speak Lithuanian. And going over there a lot, and then sort of can't get involved in conversations.
And how do you feel your life would be different if you spoke other languages?
I feel like it would be a lot more interesting to be able to communicate to people in other languages and get insights from different cultures, like, firsthand.
Okay, so how do you feel about speaking just one language then?
It's like embarrassing at times to be able, when you're with people that can speak many languages and you can only speak one. I feel like it should, like, I ought to be able to speak more than one. I feel bad about it.
Do you think that the language environment where you're from has shaped how you think about languages?
I think possibly in a negative way, like coming from England and just speaking English, sort of just the environment where, like, or attitude that English is the only language needed, so that we never really took language learning seriously at school. Sort of like that arrogant view of language, the English language.
If you had to tell someone to learn any language who didn't speak any language at all, which language would it be and why?
Maybe like a language like that is threatened, like near extinct language. Mm-hmm. Sort of to keep it alive.
Okay, and finally, why did you enroll in this module, and was there something you wanted to learn in particular, and why did you want to learn more about that?
Wanted to learn about bilingualism because it's something I encounter like in my life daily. I've been watching my niece grow up bilingual, and it's really interesting to see how her language developed and like still is. And I think that was sort of the main inspiration, sort of to get an understanding of those processes. So which language or languages do you speak?
I speak Dutch, English, Spanish, and a little bit of German.
Where did you learn your languages?
I learned Dutch at home, I learned English in school and with friends, and I learned Spanish and German at school, and I'm learning Spanish at university now as well.
How do you feel about speaking more than one language?
I really like it, and I think it's quite important, and I think it just makes me more capable of like communicating with different people, because sometimes it's easier to communicate with someone in their mother tongue, or maybe someone only speaks Spanish. I am still able to talk to them.
Do you think you've experienced any disadvantages with speaking more than one language?
I think maybe the main disadvantage is that sometimes people from your own country don't always consider you to be from there anymore. If I tell monolingual that I also speak English fluently, like, they sometimes say, like, oh, how is that possible? Like, it confuses them, and then they're like, how are you still Dutch? Like, are you 100% Dutch? I'm like, yes, I am. And my accent in English also gets confused a lot. In the UK, people are telling me, like, oh, are you from the US? Then when I went to the US, they're like, oh, are you from the UK? So I think it's not really a problem, but sometimes it's not really clear where you're from and like where you belong in a way.
How do you feel your life would be different if you spoke other languages or didn't speak some of the languages you do speak?
If I didn't speak some of the languages that I do speak, my life would be very different, because like I said, it makes it easier to communicate with lots of different people, and I wouldn't be here if I wasn't able to speak English. You know, I wouldn't be able to learn as much, because if I only spoke Dutch, for example, the whole academic world, there's very little there in Dutch, and I feel it just like widens my view, and like I would be much less open-minded if I didn't know all my languages, I think.
So are there different emotions that you associate with the different languages?
That's a difficult question, actually. I think for me, English is more the language that I use for like academia and doing my uni work, and then Dutch is more my personal kind of language, even though I switch from like thinking in Dutch to thinking in English to sometimes even thinking in Spanish. But I realized the other day I was reading a book in English, and I then started thinking to myself in Dutch, so I feel like there is some kind of separation between them, but not necessarily emotionally.
Do you think the language environment where you're from has shaped how you think about languages?
Yes, definitely. Since I was 7, I was in international school, and most people spoke at least 2 languages, and we were encouraged to learn more languages as well from quite a young age. So I think that really made me curious also about other people's languages and like learning as many languages as I could, and I think they really shaped the way I think about it.
Why did you enroll in the bilingualism module?
I enrolled in this module because of my personal experiences. I know more than one language, and I thought it'd be interesting to find out like how this works, especially like how it works in the brain, and like how is it possible that the languages can be separated but sometimes not completely separated. Like, for example, my English and my Dutch, I can keep them almost completely separate, with sometimes I'll code switch, but not so much. But if I think about my German, which I haven't used in a long time, if I try to speak in German, my Spanish starts mixing in my head, and I think processes like that, I would like to know some more about that.